The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
After two nights of public disorder and riots on the streets of Ballymena in County Antrim, things have eventually calmed down. Petrol bombs and bricks were thrown at police while others had their homes attacked. Alison Morris, crime and security correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph, joins me now. Alison, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this was serious in the sense, really, that it actually was more riotous and more dangerous to people than anything that's happening in LA at the moment, which brought the Marines and the National Guard down on people.
It really is, and it's also happening at a time when there is a shortage of police officers on the ground. The Chief Constable has repeatedly said he's about 700 officers short of what he needs to police Northern Ireland in a safe manner. And so we can see the police resources are really stretched. But last night, police were much more prepared for what happened than they were on Monday evening. The water cannon was deployed last night, and there was also plastic batting rounds fired, which shows the seriousness of this rioting. And if anyone wants to look at some of the videos posted online by those rioters themselves, and also my colleague Kevin Scott, the photographer, was on the ground until 1 a.m. You can see that there was another family home set on fire. The house next door had to be evacuated with small children inside. And there was just, you know, crowds of people rampaging the streets. And something that I have never seen in all my years as a journalist and all the disturbances that I've covered is that people were actually putting Union flags or Filipino flags attached to their doors or in their windows to show that they were what nationality they were, because the previous evening a Filipino family had been attacked, assuming that the rioters, and you can hear on some of the really distasteful videos which had come with a warning that they have posted online, where they're clearly looking for people of a certain nationality.
No, I mean, it's well known up there, and I think generally speaking what that nationality is, because in court, when the two teenagers who were accused of attempted rape, they had to have a translator in court. And that, of course, gave identification to their nationality.
It did, and therefore anyone who is a foreign national in Ballymena, and there are people who work and contribute to the community there, feel that they are under attack and have been under attack. And so we could see that there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation, and we're also seeing people who would be those sort of far-right agitators who have appeared at other incidents across this island have now descended on Ballymena, making, you know, those videos which inflame tensions and give out a lot of misinformation and disinformation, and calling people to the scene, and also utilising social media to call people to the area as well.
Now, what are the PSNI saying about the injuries they suffered?
Yeah, well, on Monday night there was 15 officers injured, and last night you can actually see some officers being injured. This really was a direct attack on police, because police were the line between them and some of the foreign national families who they were trying to attack. So as police were trying to protect the homes and protect people in that area, they then became the target of those rats. So you can see some officers being hit with sticks and stones and bottles at the scene. The police are expected to give us more information and an update soon on how many officers were injured, have been injured in total. But we do know that that's well into the double figures now.
And what about the arrests? I mean, sometimes in these situations, they will arrest on the spot. They'll try to snatch the troublemakers. But sometimes, and probably more frequently, they isolate who they are by video or whatever, and then subsequently they arrest them.
There has been an instance, I suppose, and this is probably to do with trying to keep the officers safe rather than sending them into the middle of the riot to snatch people off the street. They used drones and cameras fixed on top of Land Rovers to film the rioters and then identify them. So they will identify them. They'll be with masks and very distinctive clothing attacking police, but then the cameras will follow them through the streets, and quite often these people will take their masks off, or they'll take their masks off to have a drink of water or do something, and identifies them. And they're arrested a few days later. Instead, what was happening last night, I think because of the intensity, is that police had identified who some of the ringleaders were, and so they were sending the TSG, those rat police, into the centre of that rat to try and snatch out those people responsible, in the hope that if you removed, I suppose, the key players in this rat, that the rest of the more younger people who had been pulled into this violence might dissipate.
In terms of the destruction to property, how many houses have been burnt down?
It's fast in terms of the property. So far, I think it's something like four houses have been completely destroyed. Others have been attacked and had windows broken. Other people have had their cars destroyed. And, you know, these are people who are just living in complete terror. And, you know, my other colleague, Gabrielle, was down in Ballymena yesterday speaking to some of those families who had said, you know, they'd lived there for years, that loaned their neighbours their bikes, that they had tried to be as good a neighbours as possible, and that they didn't know where this had came from. But I mean, I think that it's quite dystopian to see people placing flags in their doors and their windows in the hope that that may protect them from being forced from their house by violence. I mean, it's something I don't even think we've seen in any of the sort of race hate riots that took place in England last summer, despite the intensity of them. It's definitely a new one on me.
I was listening to a contribution from a Filipino man this morning, and it's quite clear he's been in Ballymena, or certainly Northern Ireland, for years, because he's got a very strong Northern Ireland accent overlaying his Filipino accent. So these people would be well known to their neighbours as being good people.
Yeah, and being as part of that community and being hardworking people as well who contribute to that community. And a lot of the other people there and some of the unions have put out statements saying, you know, there are people here, your staff here out doing jobs that just could not be filled until these migrant workers arrive, jobs that nobody else either wanted to do or was doing. And these people are contributing to society, and by attacking them, you're literally attacking your own community. And we did have, there was a situation in Ballymena, if you go back to 2018, where Britain First tried to mobilise and organise in that town, and at that stage they were giving out leaflets claiming that social housing was being allocated to hundreds of Romanian families. And at that stage the DUP actually had to come out and rubbish that with some stats and said, you know, the housing executive statistics show that less than 2% of social housing has been given to foreign national families in Ballymena in the last year. And, you know, facts do matter. And in this case, it's a situation where something terrible has happened over the weekend, and a very young girl has reported a really serious sexual assault. And because of that, you know, innocent families are being taken from their homes. And look, this is where I get frustrated. You know, I report on crime and security, and femicide would probably be one of the subjects that I have specialised in over the years. And Northern Ireland has a really serious problem with violence against women and girls. I think we have one of the worst rates of domestic violence and abuse in Europe, and one of the worst rates of femicide in Europe. And there have been murders of young women in Ballymena quite recently, very violent murders, and no one took to the streets to protest. They certainly didn't insist that whole families be burnt from their homes, and the only difference between that is the colour or the perceived nationality of the perpetrators. So you cannot say this isn't racist. So it's completely racially motivated.
This is completely race motivated, obviously. Yeah. Now, what are the politicians do to calm the situation? What are they doing at the moment?
There is a lot of appeals for politicians to come out and calm, and I know that there has been statements released from the First Minister, from the Deputy First Minister. I know that the DUP on the ground there, that would be quite a unionist area of Northern Ireland, Ballymena. So we have unionists. Now, there has been some criticism of the TUV, the sort of very hardline unionist party. And you know that Jim Allister, the TUV, leader of the TUP, is now the MP for that area. I think that there was some statements made by them that people thought came with a, you know, this is terrible, but type of a statement. Yeah. And there's been calls for them just to, you know, clarify that, come out and show leadership and condemn this outright. And I do think that all the politicians in that area can see that what is happening to the destruction of Ballymena, and certainly not to the betterment of it. And there does need to be political leadership. And also, I suppose the fact that a lot of the people we're seeing, most of them now, they're grown men, and there's no excuse in getting away from that. But there are some very young people being sucked into that who are going to end up with life-altering criminal records, which will restrict them for the rest of their days. And there needs to be, you know, a realisation that none of this is helping anyone, and it's certainly not helping the family of the young woman who reported the assault. And we, you know, think about while she's trying to heal her trauma, this is happening all around her.
Alison Morris, crime and security correspondent for the Belfast Telegraph. Alison, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.